participation. Next item on the agenda is Barbara Bergman, 07-0651. Morning, Chip.
Morning. Ms. Bergman is requesting authorization to maintenance dredge approximately 225 cubic yards of subaqueous bottom to provide maximum mean low water depths of minus 4.5 feet within a 320-foot long channel within Spirit Branch, which is a tributary of Edwards Creek and Milford Haven in Matthews County. Project is protested by a nearby property owner. Ms. Bergman's property is situated along Spirit Branch, which is at the upper reaches of Edwards Creek, which feeds into Milford Haven. This is Gwynn's Island, Kankakee River mouth, Chesapeake Bay. A little bit closer view of that same topographic map. And this is Edwards Creek, and this little branch here is Spirit Branch. Navigation chart, you can see Edwards Creek is relatively deep. This is the 2002 aerial photograph. And again, the arrow is marking the project location. This is a little closer view, and the two arrows mark about the approximate limits of the dredge project. Development along the creek is primarily residential. There's a cemetery that borders the creek along the west side of the project. That picture is oriented with north at the top. The creek is only between 80 and 100 feet wide along most of the area proposed to be dredged, and it becomes narrower at the head of the creek. Our records indicate that dredging of the creek was first permitted by VMRC in 1973, and that a maintenance dredging permit was issued in 1988. Just yesterday, I actually found the old 1973 permit and did find something a little bit different than stated in our evaluation. Our VMRC permit actually authorized a channel that was 400 feet long, 50 feet wide, and 5 feet deep, and that's what we issued a permit for. The Corps of Engineers, the project was revised, however, to satisfy some concerns when the EPA originally objected to the Corps' issuance of their permit, and that was where it got revised to 3.5 feet and a width of 40 feet. That will come into play in my recommendation. The 1988 permit authorized maintenance dredging of the channel to a mean low water depth of minus 3 feet. Based on the soundings provided in the application, the channel only appears to have silted in significantly near the head of the creek, and the soundings indicate that most of the channel remains approximately 3.5 feet deep at mean low water. This is a recent aerial photograph. This is the Bergman's property. This is the cemetery I mentioned. And channel would extend out to about here. Ms. Bergman seeks authorization to maintenance dredge the area near the head of the creek to a depth of minus 2 feet at mean low water, tapering to minus 3 feet for the northernmost 60 feet of the channel along the marginal wharf. And it's a little tough to see, but this is the marginal wharf. The remainder of the channel is proposed to be dredged to a depth of minus 4.5 feet at mean low water with a width of only 15 feet. The 30-foot channel near the head of the creek is necessary to allow boats to pass those that are moored to the pier. This is plan view drawing. Channel is approximately 320 feet long, proposed to be to a depth of 4.5 feet. Some more detailed plan view, and you'll note these sections A, B, C, and D. I'll show those in a little bit more detail. This is section A. It's only proposed to be 10 feet wide, extending a length of 20 feet and depth, and to a depth of minus 2 feet. This is at the very upper reaches. That tapers down at section B to a 30-foot wide channel that's 40 feet long into a depth of minus 3 feet mean low water. So it's getting a little bit deeper, a little bit wider to allow the boats to pass. Section C is also the 30-foot width for an additional 60 feet, and that's to a depth of 4.5 feet. And then finally, Section D is the remainder of the channel, which is 15 feet wide, 200 feet long, and a depth of minus 4.5 feet. These cross sections were based on recent soundings, and you can see that the channel has remained, you know, relatively deep along most of it. This is the spoil site, berm disposal area, 50 feet by 125 feet. Rough calculation indicated that the 225 cubic yards of material would only have to be piled to a depth of 1 foot within a containment area of this size. This is another recent aerial. Project is protested by Mr. Harry Morris and Ms. Robin Powell. I believe this is their property right here. They own the property immediately downstream of the channelward end of the proposed dredging, and they're concerned with the width of the dredging at the head of the creek, the location of the spoil site, and they question the justification for dredging the small creek to provide access for large boats moored at the shallow head of the creek. This was a ground shot taken during an unusually low tide. In their report dated April 26, 2007, MIMS notes that the method to retain the spoil at the proposed spoil site is not specified. They also state that dredging can cause significant disruption to the marine environment and often leads to repeated to maintain water depths. Since the bottom material in this creek is fine grain, they state that there is a higher potential for the material to remain in suspension for an extended period, adversely affecting water quality. They reiterate that dredging adversely affects bottom-dwelling organisms and that the timeline for recovery is not well known. Finally, they state that not all waterfront property is conducive to navigation or appropriate for deep draft boat traffic, and that dredging of shallow water habitat should be avoided. The Department of Conservation and Recreation does not anticipate that the project will adversely affect any natural heritage resources or any documented state-listed threatened plant or insect species. And no other state agencies have commented on the project. This is another ground shot from the Bergman Pier, also taken on that same day. Ground shot looking across the creek from the marginal wharf at the Bergman's property. Stakes are noting the limits of the dredge area. This is a portion of the area that would be dredged to 3 feet. This is looking downstream from the Bergman's Pier. Again, the stakes are noting the edge of the channel. Continue on down. Dredging will not directly involve any public or privately leased oyster planting ground. Matthews County approved their portion of the project involving tidal wetlands during their public hearing on May 2nd. Just for reference, if you want to go back to it, these are the drawings from the 1973 permit. This is the VMRC permit that originally authorized the 5-foot by 50-foot channel, but that was revised later, actually the following year, to a 40-foot wide channel that's only 3.5 feet deep. This was the 1988 permit that allowed the maintenance dredging to a depth of minus 3 feet. And these are the cross sections that were accompanying that permit. If the creek had not been previously dredged, staff would likely be reluctant to recommend approval for dredging the upper reaches of this narrow and shallow waterway. Since the creek has been authorized to be dredged twice in the past 25 years, however, and since larger vessels have historically used the creek, we believe it is appropriate to allow the requested maintenance dredging. We are reluctant, however, to recommend approval of the increased depth. With the exception of the uppermost reaches of the creek, the channel does not appear to have experienced significant shoaling. In fact, the soundings provided in the application indicate that the portion of the channel south of the marginal wharf is still at the authorized depth of minus 3.5 feet below mean low water. The larger boats that will be using the channel will regularly be moored near the head of the creek in the area that's proposed to be dredged to a depth of minus 3 feet or less. Accordingly, dredging the southern portion of the channel to a depth of minus 4.5 feet at mean low water does not appear to be justified. especially since the channel has apparently not experienced significant shoaling since the last dredging episodes in the late 1980s. Accordingly, we recommend approval of the dredging of the area near the head of the creek adjacent to the marginal wharf. We do not recommend approval for the requested increased dredge depth to minus 4.5 feet, which should eliminate most of the dredging south of that marginal wharf. If any areas in the channel south of the marginal wharf are shallower than minus 3.5 feet at mean low water, we'd recommend allowing those areas to be dredged to that 3.5 foot depth. In our evaluation, we mentioned that should the commission approve any areas deeper than 3.5 feet, additional royalties would be required. However, although the core permit limited it to 3.5 feet, the commission did actually assess and collect a royalty to that 5 foot depth, so that would not apply if you chose to authorize the additional dredging they've already paid to a depth of 5 feet. Be happy to answer any questions.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do you plan to require any permit conditions or
our standard dredging conditions should be included in that, which would be a pre-dredging conference and post-dredging bathymetric survey.
Thank you.
Further questions, Chip, the commission?
Question.
Mr. Holland.
I think I understand you. It would be 3.5 feet all the way to the...
Yes, sir, with the exception of they were only requesting 2 feet and 3 feet at the very, very upper reaches, and we'd want those to remain at that show.
Maximum depth.
That was their request.
Yes, sir.
Yes, absolutely. Counsel?
You mentioned that there was some objection by EPA. Does the record reflect why EPA objected?
They were concerned with the wider width of the channel when it was originally proposed at 50 feet back in 1973, and then they were concerned that dredging to a depth of 5 feet in there would adversely impact water quality.
Thank you, Chip.
Mm-hmm.
Is the applicant here or represented? Yes, sir, come forward. Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. You state your name and who you represent, please.
Scott Bergman.
Sir.
Representative Aubrey Bergman. Okay, pretty much everything he said is just like it is. The only thing is what basically filled up the head of the creek, that primarily filled in right during Isabel. The only other thing is historically there's a ditch that was put in, and I don't have any idea what years they were when it was installed, right at the head of the creek. And in past, that they actually built, that was actually a deep creek back, according to the old people around that live there. They actually built deck boats on that creek, at the head of the creek, right where this problem is right now. So I think part of the problem making this creek shallow in is partly from that ditch. And that's just a opinion. Other than that, the only neighbor that I don't know if you have a copy of the letter from the person that is opposing the project.
Yes.
Okay. She states in there that about she didn't understand why anybody should be able to tie up a trawler in a scenic creek. Regarding that, I've tied a commercial boat up there for 22 years, and the boat that's there now actually has been tied up there for 10 and a half years. Never had any problem going and coming out of the creek, never had any problem tying up at the dock. So it has filled in significantly on that end. I don't understand her point on why somebody with a commercial boat should not have a right to tie up at their own property. It should be like anybody else with a boat. Her only other concerns about dredging bank to bank. Nowhere have we requested to be able to dredge bank to bank. I mean, that's pretty much it, unless somebody has a question.
Did you hear what staff's recommendations were as far as the dredge of the 3 feet and then 3.5? As far as the draft of your vessel's concerned, did you get by with that?
Well, my vessel actually draws 4 feet of water.
It does.
And I never had any trouble going in there before. So it has shallowed up a little bit, and I would like to go to at least 4 feet. And the vote that my prior vote, I've got some, I've got a picture from, I've got some pictures from back prior to the 88 dredging, and then also after the 88 dredging. You'd like to pass them up, eh?
Sure.
I have to explain something here. The part where it's just the bulkhead
here is prior to the dredging, and this was after. That's my old boat I had. And as you can see, the sailboat is tied up right where the pictures of the boat is leaned over now. Is that's the prior to the sailboat.
All right, thank you. Any questions from the commission? Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else here in support of the project? Is there anyone here in opposition to the project? Anyone here in opposition? There being none, the matter is before the commission for discussion.
Chairman, I would recommend that we take staff's recommendation.
Second. Motion made by Mr. Holland to accept staff recommendation, second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Next item on the agenda is Palmer & Palmer, LLC, 06-1722. Good morning.
Palmer & Palmer, LLC, requests authorization to install an 80-foot long by 20-foot wide rock groin adjacent to properties situated along the James River in James City County, and the project is protested by the adjacent property owners. Can you all hear me?